from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Right now, we're not going to waste any time. We're getting right to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting's come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. We are excited to talk to Armin Katayan, author of a new book, author of a lot of books, a lot of New York Times bestsellers. But make sure you check out The Price, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. Just got released, I think, last week. Armin, how you doing? Thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure, guys. Yep, last Tuesday, so we're a week out.
Very cool. You know, Brian and I are both kind of hardcore college football watchers, and neither of us went to like a big time power program, one of these things. And just watching, as somebody that loves college football, to how significantly it has all changed. Like the fact that the Big Ten's biggest win this weekend was USC is just so emblematic of what your book, I think, was probably about and how much it's all changed.
Yeah, I don't think the game has ever been more popular, more passionate, you know, on the field, off the field. And I've been doing this quite a while. I can go back to 2012 when Jeff Benedict and I did a book called The System, which was a deep dive into this chaotic state of big-time college football in that period. And honest to God, that looks like child's play compared to what we're dealing with now with NIL and the portal and massive conference realignment. So for John and I, you know, it was just a lot of landscape to cover. But I think, you know, when you tell the kind of stories that we were telling through the eyes of the people that are actually experiencing it every day, whether it's Mike Locksley in your backyard is a great example in our book. There's two chapters that John wrote called Macy's and Macy's One. And the last place you want to be in college football right now, much like in the retail world, is Macy's, because you've got Saks Fifth Avenue above you and they're pulling business and players from your roster. And then you have the Targets of the world below you who are grabbing people from your roster, maybe some of your development players who immediately want to start, let's say, UNC Charlotte or someplace like that.
And right.
Mike is such a great character in the book. And then just one other story that's Maryland-based is, you know, Talia Tungavailoa, right before a bowl game, basically driven by his father, came up to Coach Locksley and just said, look, I need $50,000 in order to play in this bowl game. And
wow.
Under normal circumstances, a coach would have said, you see that front door there in my office? That's what you need to walk out of right now. But Mike had to find the money. And it wasn't just Talia. It was a couple other players that were demanding money too. And so
that's
crazy. The state of the game right now.
That's the bowl game they just beat Auburn in?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So how do they kind of, they're not going to stop it once it started, but how do they get control of it? Because right now, if a kid can't play, he's leaving. And sometimes kids just can't play.
Well, yeah, I think right now we're in a period where, and I can't tell you how many times John and I heard the words, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. What's the future going to look like? I don't know. Is NIL still going to be in the same place it is right now, where there's no transparency and where offers are being used as inducements for players to sign, even though the school will say, oh, no, it's not an inducement. It's just a opportunity for this player to become part of our program, and as part of that opportunity, this is what he gets. He can expect under NIL money, which is just, a crock at this point in time. So I think what you see from the book is, and particularly when you look at one chapter called Unrealistic, that really breaks down behind the scenes what happened to the Pac-12, a 108-year-old conference that basically evaporated in the span of 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was just two things. It was greed and it was self-interest. Yeah. Everybody was looking for the money, particularly the schools that left. I mean, SC and UCLA were that's when the dam broke. But when you get $30 million, as Oregon and Washington did, to join the Big Ten, that's $30 million of Fox's money. So that means, look, the power that a media company has. And then everybody else was like, okay, now what? Now what's for us? If the music stops, and there's no chairs left in the musical chair game,
we're done.
We can't be in that position. We can't be Oregon State and Washington State, because nobody wants to be Oregon State and Washington State. So
totally,
it's really from a storytelling perspective and a big picture book perspective, it was really rich ground to cover. Not the easiest thing I could tell you I've ever done, but really one of the most enjoyable books I've ever done, and I'm really proud of this one.
That's cool, man.
But see, that the thing of it, like, the colleges, the coaches have been getting rich all this time. The players were always shortchanged. Now they gave them that ability. How do those people that were in charge get back in charge? Because right now the players are in charge.
Yeah, well, there's an old proverb called "You reap what you sow."
Yeah.
And in the case of the NCAA, and that's charted in the book, we like to go back in time so people can understand how we get to this point in time. The NCAA had ample opportunity, particularly during Miles Brand when he was the president of the NCAA, before Mark Emmert came in. But you can go back to the days of Walter Byers into the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, where they basically created out of whole cloth the word student athlete, and they created the word amateurism for one reason. Walter Byers did not want to find the association in court over workers' compensation claims.
That's crazy.
In case of injury or even death.
Right.
So when you go to court and you lose time and time and time again, and you delay and you deny that the workers that are actually producing the wealth for the organization really have no more stake in it than books, scholarship books and tuition, what you get are rulings like a lower court ruling that called the NCAA a classic cartel. Or in the big picture, you get the Supreme Court ruling, a unanimous 9-0 Supreme Court ruling in July of 2021, that and that court rarely agreed unanimously on anything, that basically says the NCAA is a cartel and it's in violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act, and it's artificially suppressing wages. Well, this is what you have. You have the wild, wild west now. And in my mind, until the powers that be, and I mean Charlie Baker, Greg Sankey, Tony Petitti, and some of the college presidents who actually have an understanding of what in the world's going on here, until they can get together and put their own self-interest aside and their own greed aside, you're going to see what you see now, which is just complete chaos.
Talking with Armin Katayan here on the BetQL guest line. You can follow Armin at Armin Katayan, K-E-T-E-Y-A-N. Check out his new book, The Price, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I did want to sneak an NFL one in here, but I'm curious if you think there's any more, or hell, there's definitely going to be more. What are the next moves in college football conference realignment?
Huh. Well, there's a good question.
and do you think Maryland's safe in the Big Ten?
I don't know. That's the thing. You know, Macy's, you don't want to be Macy's. And just think, for example, I mean, we could sit here right now and pick off 8 out of the Big Ten: USC, UCLA, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, Washington. Okay, that's 7 right there. Does Michigan State get in? Okay, that's 8. Does now you've got D.C. Okay, you have the Maryland. That's 9. Okay, and then you take what's in the SEC of that conference. There's probably 10 or 12. So that's now you're into the mid-20s. And you take Notre Dame, and then you go down and you take Miami, you take Clemson, you take North Carolina, North Carolina State, and then you start to get into the Macy's world. You know, does Purdue make it? Does Northwestern make it? Does Indiana? Does Illinois? I think the answer to that is if the two major conferences break off and pick off some of the real talented. I mean, I'll tell you right now, there's a great couple of great chapters on Arizona, and you saw what T-Mac, their wide receiver, who I watched in practice a couple times with my mouth open watching him play. And does Arizona make it, you know, out of the Big 12? So I think that's where everybody's looking at right now, and that crystal ball is really cloudy. And nobody, I can tell you, and this is really John Talty's reporting more than mine, nobody wants to be the one that goes into the room and says, okay, we're out. Like a Greg Sankey, mm-hmm. who's clearly the most powerful commissioner. But if Sankey and Tony Petitti combine, and they are much more copacetic than Kevin Warren was when he was the Big Ten commissioner with Sankey, if they decide to make a move, and I don't think that's unrealistic, and they start to form their own association with their own rules, that's when it's going to get really interesting. Because – you know, Brett Yormark he's a mover and a shaker in the Big 12, and I don't think he's going to want to have too many of his teams left out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, interesting would be an understatement compared to what I think 3 or 4 years from now, what we could be witnessing.
You said a price, what it takes to win in college football in this era of chaos. Did you get close to finding out what the price is?
Yeah, I think we did. And I think that's a very good question because, you know, when you think of the price, you think of the cost of something, and then you immediately think of money. And certainly when you have the college football playoffs now, what did ESPN pay? $1 billion, you know, for those, the rights to that, for to televise those things for far into the future. But I think what makes this book so interesting is you see a different kind of price. You see the emotional price, the psychological price, the physical price, that toll that's being taken on everybody who loves the game and makes their livelihood from the game. I mean, just one small example. I got to know Jed Fish, you know, the coach at Arizona, who's now at Washington, and he was literally raising Arizona from a team that lost 12 straight games, including their final game, 70-7, to their arch rival Arizona State. Jed wins 1 game his first year, 5 games his second year, and last year they win 10 games, and they beat Oklahoma, in the Alamo Bowl. So, but Jed said to me, he goes, the first year and a half I was in Tucson, I never saw my family. I had to finally put a stop to it, and I would see, he's got a beautiful wife, Amber, and beautiful young girls. He goes, I would never see. So finally, like from 5:30 in the morning to 6:30 to have coffee with Amber, and he could see the girls when they got up to ready to go to school and stuff, or he'd bring them to practice so we could see them. Okay, I'm not singing a sad tune for how much money Jed's now making, over $7.75 million, wow, you know, in Seattle. But it's not just all about the money, even though money is a driving force. When you understand that people that have committed themselves to the college game And I mean, from compliance people to ADs to presidents to you name it, assistant coaches for sure. It's a 24/7, 365 job right now. And I don't know how many people, no matter how much money you're making, want to work all the time, every single day of the year.
Yeah, it's funny, Armin. I was at Washington last year when they played Utah, and their coach, the guys I was sitting with were all big Husky boosters, and they're like, we just gave this DeBoer a new deal. His daughter's coming here to play softball. Like, this guy's not going anywhere. And four months later, he's the head coach of Bama. It's wild.
We have a chapter called Dominoes. I'll give you one quick story. Julian Sain, who is literally the best high school quarterback recruit in the country in the class of 2024. The only reason he goes to Alabama, the only reason he turned down Notre Dame, Texas, Penn State, Georgia, you name it, LSU, the cream of the crop. He gets there. It's his first day of classes. First day in Tuscaloosa. He has a 3 o'clock class. At 4 o'clock, he walks into a team meeting. At 4:05, Nick Saban has retired. Retired. And the floor just drops out of the entire room. That's a Wednesday. By Friday, Kalen DeBoer is the new head coach at Alabama. And by Saturday, Jed Fish is the new head coach at Washington. Now, if that's not chaos, I don't know what is. You know, that's the kind of stories that you get. And poor Julian, who I really got to know well with his family just out of Carlsbad, he's at Ohio State now. And he went to Ohio State because Bill O'Brien was the offensive coordinator who had recruited him at Alabama. Well, where's Bill? He's the head coach at BC now. And where is Chip Kelly? He left $4 million on the table in L.A. at UCLA so he could go to Columbus to get out of the mess, and he could just coach football. And that's the only reason he left, was he got sick of dealing with all the stuff that was outside the game of football, outside the field. So, you know, you don't have to look very far to see the collateral damage in this sport right now, even though, as I said in the beginning, it's never been more popular. But it's just never taken more out of people than it is right now.
Armin, man, thank you so much. Maybe we can do this again. Really enjoyed the time.
Thank you. I enjoyed the show. Thank you very much.
Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.